为什么他要看着约瑟怎么做，他也怎么做
？Why did he need to imitate and look at what Joseph had done?
他来的地上是借着苦难来学习顺服。
That we know through sorrow is learn of.
他的苦难是什么苦难
？What is his sorrow?
他本来是创造主，现在变成一个人子。
Now he was the God of creation, now the Son of creation. Now he becomes the son.
天上的牛，万山的羊都是他的。
That we know that all the things on earth are all his.
森林、草场，所有都是他的。
The glass, all the flowers, all belong to him.
他一句话，生命就成就了。
By one word of command, everything will be accomplished.
但是现在道成了肉身。
But now he has become flesh.
他被限制到一个地步。如果他要做个凳子，做一个椅子的话
，and he has been now been said, if he were to build a chair or stool,
他要看约瑟怎么做，他才怎么做。
He need to observe what Joseph had done in order to follow.
这是什么意思？表面上他是看约瑟怎么做。
Apparently, from the outside, externally, he might be looking at what Joseph
did. 借着这个功课
，from this lesson,
他向神父神学完全顺服的功课。
That he has learned the complete obedient lesson from God.
所以他就说，只凭着自己不能做什么，唯有看见父所做的，子才能。
He said the son cannot accomplish anything except when he followed the father.
十八年之久，弟兄姊妹。
For 18 years,
你看见我们的主所学的功课就是这样的功课。
And this is.These are the lessons that our Lord has learned.
你看见我们的主是被圣灵充满的。
Our Lord was filled with Holy Spirit.
我们的主能够创造一棵树。
Our Lord can create a tree.
但是他居然不知道怎么造一个凳子。
Can you imagine? He didn't even know how to construct a chair or stool.
他说我的轭是容易的。
He says my yoke is easy.
只要我们的主所做过的轭一定是容易的。
All the yoke that our Lord has constructed will be easy.
但是问题不要忘记，每一个轭造好以前，他都是看约瑟怎么做。
And before every yoke is was completed, he has to first look at Joseph.
当他完全伏在约瑟的底下的时候
，When he was completely under,
当他完全站在以约瑟儿子的地位的时候
，Only when he was standing at the point of the son of Joseph,
他真正做了天上父亲的儿子。
He became the true son of the heavenly father.
许多时候我们是父亲的儿子。
Many of times we are the son of our father.
我们没有做儿子。
But we are not the son.
许多时候我们的地位是父亲的，比父亲还要父亲的地位。
Sometimes we are even greater the position of our father.
但是你看见我们的主，因着我们的缘故。
And our Lord, because of our sake.
头三十年，当他经过那沉寂的三十年，安静的三十年。
As you were quietly passed through these first 30 years.
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters,
不要忘记，他也和我们一样有血有肉。
He is like us with blood and flesh.
你有自主性，你独立，我们的主更独立。
We are independent, but our God is also very independent.
那但是我们的主虽然他能够独立，他不要独立。
Although he was able to be independent, but he did not choose that.
他的能力能叫他创造万有。
His power will able to enable him to create.
他愿意谦卑，
everything in the universe.
不在神的旨意底下。
But he was willing to subject to the will of God.
他卑微到一个地步，他要服在约瑟的这个底下。
And his humility that allow him even to subject under Joseph.
约瑟怎么拿锯子，他也怎么拿。
How Joseph uses his saw, he will follow.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So brothers,
我们的主是这样顺服他天上。
And this is how our Lord has obeyed to the heavenly.
你坐在父神的右边，容易做儿子。
It is very easy for you as you sit at the right
side. 你坐在国王的旁边，你容易做王子。
And it's very easy as you sit at the side of the king to be a prince.
但是当你经过许多艰难的时候
，But when you go through difficulties,
你能不能再做儿子
？Will you be able to resume a position?
有的人不能做儿子。
Many people cannot be the son anymore.
但是感谢主
，But we thank the Lord.
你看见吗？我们的主就在那三十年的时间。
And so our Lord within these 30 years.
他学了最美好的功课。
He has learned the most beautiful lesson.
他没有说他什么时候其实都可以就出来了。
You know anytime that who he can break through.
神没有禁止他。
The law God has not inhibit his.
许多人说这件事神没有禁止我，我当然可以做。
Of course, if God doesn't forbid that he can do it.
但是主爱他的父到一个地步，如果天上的父没有吩咐我，我怎么敢做呢
？But our Lord Jesus he loves the Father so much. If the Father has not said anything, he will not act.
所以感谢主，弟兄姊妹。
So
难怪过了三十年以后。
No wonder after 30 years.
主耶稣生长在耶和华面前如嫩芽，像根出于甘地。
He was the new bud that he was living in the presence of God.
只有天上的笑容能鼓舞他往前。
Only the smile in heaven were able to encourage him.
那三十年是孤单的三十年。
It was a lonesome 30 years.
三十年是寂寞的三十年。
It was a very quiet and lonesome 30 years.
三十年是活在神面前的三十年。
30 years he was living before the presence of God.
因为他想根除于甘地，这个世界不能给他掌声。
Because this world cannot provide, he was growing from the dry land.
这个世界也不能给他供应。
Because the world cannot supply him.
所以弟兄姊妹，主耶稣一生总共是33年半。
The entire life of Lord Jesus was 33.5 years.
30 years之久。
But 30 years,
大部分的人生在神面前度过。
He have gone through his almost his entire life.
我们如果要问后来三年为什么他大有能力
？Why is it that after the next 3 years he was full with power?
为什么他能为我们死、为我们复活、为我们升天
？Why that he was able to die for us, that he was able to resurrect for us?
我们后来所看见的部分，那个原因、那个秘诀，是在那三十年。我们所看不见的。
The secret was lie in the 30 years which we cannot see.
有一个弟兄叫有一个弟兄很会传福音。
There's one brother who is very good in preaching the gospel.
他是矿工的儿子。
That he is the son of a miner.
他没有读过多少书。
He didn't receive much education.
但神的灵在他身上。
But the spirit of God was upon him.
他有一次到工厂里面，有许多的女工就笑他。
And once he was in the workplace that many female workers that laughed.
他什么话也没有说。
He didn't say anything.
他就眼睛扫描过每一个人。
He just scanned his eyes and his sight over them.
结果圣灵大大的做工。
But the Holy Spirit was working tremendously.
他没有一个恩赐像 Billy Graham 那样的恩赐。
He doesn't have the gift like Billy Graham.
但有个 Spirit of Gospel, 他有个福音的灵。
But he has the Spirit of the Gospel.
后来有人问他。
Later on, someone asked him.
他说：“请你告诉我你的秘诀是什么。”
Say, can you tell me what was your secret?
他说：“我的秘诀是。”
He says, my secret was.
我在神面前的时间永远多过我在人面前的时间。
He says, the time that I spend before God is more than the time I spend before man.
弟兄姊妹，那个秘诀就是看不见的。
The secret is that it cannot be seen.
所以这里给我们看见，我们的主三十年之久，他在拿撒勒。好像默默无闻的就这样经过。
That we know our Lord, He was in Nazareth, past His time, past through the time, 30 years, quietly in Nazareth.
但是那三十年没有浪费。
But it was not the wasted years.
回过头一看，三十年每一分钟都是过得非常的充实。
As you turn back, every of these 30 years, He was fully filled.
所以就在那三十年，生命的活水就在它里面继续，再继续，再继续。
And we know that this living water in him has been accumulated and accumulated.
所以等到主三十岁的时候。
And so when our Lord reached the age of 30.
结果神就把那个水坝就挪走。
And then we know God has removed this dam.
然后生命的活水从它里面就涌流。
And you see the life of living water have gushed through him.
没有样东西能抵挡那个生命的活水。
Nothing can prevent that. Nothing can stop that.
所以当他从约旦河里上来的时候。
And so when he came out from the water of River Jordan,
圣经告诉我们天开了。
Bible told us the heaven was open.
不要忘记，自从人堕落犯罪以后
，since men have sinned and fallen,
天像铁一样，地像铜一样。
Heaven is like iron and the ground is like bronze.
换句话说，天已经关住了。
In other words, the heaven is shut.
人不可能看见。人不可能看见天。
There is no way for man to see heaven.
以西结不是看见天开了吗？
哦、oh, ，no, in Ezekiel witnessed the opening. Heavens was open.
那个不是第三层天，那个、是空气天。
And that is not the third heavens.
你如果真的看见天了，你要看见真的宝座。
Because if you see the actual heaven, you will see the throne.
以西结没有看见宝座。
But you know, Ezekiel did not see any throne.
以西结看见宝座的形象。
He only see the image of the throne.
以西结没有看见神的荣耀。
Ezekiel did not witness the glory of God.
他看见神荣耀的形象。
That we only see the image of the glory of God.
因为罪人只能看见神荣耀的形象。
Because sinners were only worthy to see the image of the glory of God.
人的罪叫神与人不知道离开的有多远。
Because the sin of man has separated man far away from God.
所以多少年了，天从来没有开过。
And so many many years, the heaven has never opened.
但是感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
这里有一个人。
But here there's one man.
经过三十年以后。
After 30 years of
天向他开
，and the heaven was open，
弟兄姊妹，而且如果你读马可福音的话
，and if you were to read the gospel of
Mark， 那里告诉我们天是被撕裂
，that you know the heaven was been torn open，
为着主耶稣的缘故
，because of our Lord Jesus，
天现在终于敞开。
Now the heavens was open.
弟兄姊妹，自从有人类以后。
Since the beginning of the creation,
没有一个人是在敞开的天底下。
None of any human beings was under the open heaven.
主耶稣是第一个人。
Our Lord Jesus was the first.
不要忘记，他是没有罪的。
He was sinless.
他最有资格做我们的。
He was most qualified to be our God.
经过了三十年的考验。
After 30 years of trial,
你看见他没有冲动，他没有神没有命令他就开始动了没有
？He was not impulsive before the any orders from God.
感谢主，经过了三十年。
After the 30 years,
现在天终于为他开了。
Now the heaven finally opened for our Lord.
所以不要忘记，自从亚当夏娃堕落以后
，Ever since the Adam and Eve have sinned and fallen,
这个天从来没有开过。
The heavens were never open to any man.
结果圣灵就像鸽子一样降在他的身上。
The Holy Spirit like a dove was descended upon him.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
要不然
这什么意思
？What?
现在经过了三十年以后。
After the period of 30 years,
当主耶稣出来传道的时候
when our Lord began his ministry,
圣灵高他
now that he had been anointed by the Holy Spirit,
他不只是先知
not only that he is a prophet,
他是君王
he is a king,
也是祭司
that he is also the priest.
所以当他从水里上来的时候
the moment he ascended, he came up from the water,
不要忘记，他是弥赛亚
he is the Messiah.
现在你看见天上的膏油就倾倒在他的身上。
The anointed oil from heaven has poured upon him.
所以现在主耶稣可以开始工作。
And so the Lord Jesus able to begin his ministry.
他无论到哪里把天堂带到哪里。
Everywhere he goes, he brought heaven.
他无论到哪里把神的宝座带到哪里。
Wherever he goes, he brought along the throne of God.
所以感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
现在主耶稣开始了第二个阶段。
And so this is the second stage, the commencement of the second stage of the life of our Lord Jesus.
他的工作是从哪里开始的呢
？Where did he begin his work? His
你如果仔细读四本福音书的
，He was to read the four gospels carefully.
当他出来传道以后
，When he after his started his ministry,
他的工作。就在约旦河耶利哥附近，在死海的附近。
And that his work began near Jericho, near the Dead Sea.
主耶稣受浸的地方是一片的旷野。
Where the place where Jesus was baptized was wilderness.
那个叫做犹太的旷野。
That refers to the wilderness of the Jews.
主耶稣就在这可怕的旷野，后来受了试探。
And that in this horrifying wilderness, he was tempted.
到处都是枯黄，到处都没有生命。
And we see that everywhere there's no life. There was all filled with barrenness.
那个地方是什么地方？
What are those places?
那个地方是全世界最低最低的地方。
And that was the lowest point of the earth.
你知道我们的地球好像我们的脸一样。
You know, the globe is like our face.
如果你拿一个地球的话，你知道你可以看得在地图里面有从土耳其开始。
And the globe, let's say we begin in Turkey.
一直到非洲。
And right up to Africa.
不知道为什么这个地球啊，好像经过了不知道经过什么事情，好像地球破了相了，有一个很大很大的伤痕。
And we see that there is something has been broken. There is a great wound on the globe.
这个脸裂开了，好像有个很深很深的裂痕。
I see that the face has been broken. There is a wound that has been flesh.
如果你用手指来摸那个裂痕，一直摸，你会摸到最深的地方。
And that as you use your fingers to touch, you will come to the lowest point.
那就是死海。
That will be the Dead Sea.
弟兄姊妹，死海是全世界最低最低的地方。
You know the Dead Sea is the lowest point on earth.
那是海平面底下400公尺。
And that is 400 meters below sea level.
在死海里面。
In the Dead Sea.
你找不到一个生命。
There is no life.
因为在死海里面，它的盐的浓度比地中海要多十倍。
The concentration of the salinity is greater than that in the Mediterranean.
所以我们知道说，在死海的里面没有生命。
And so we know, in Dead Sea there is no life.
死海的周围也没有生命。
And there is no life even surrounding the Dead Sea.
从前呢，有一个图画，当这个约旦河的鱼啊，慢慢慢慢要靠近死海的时候。
And that is previously there was one picture as the fishes are swimming near.
那本来都是往前走的。
The ship are the fishes are swimming forward.
但是快到这个死海的时候，马上就回头了。
And then before they reach the Dead Sea, they turn around.
因为什么？因为那个水是咸的。
Because that of the saltiness of the water.
所以我们知道说，在死海里面不可能有生命。
And so we are sure that there is no life in the Dead Sea.
你看见说水只有进去没有出去。
We know that water only enter, there's no water.
所以后来盐的浓度越来越浓，越来越浓，越来越浓。
And so the concentration of the salt is becoming more and more.
到了一个地步，连所有的生命都不可能存在。
It comes to the extent that no life will be able to exist in the Dead
Sea. 所以这给我们看见。
So now we see.
什么时候，曾几何时，这个地球受了伤了？
And that's when the earth has suffered this wound.
它受伤到一个地步，有一个最。